California teacher flaunts queer library for students with books on orgies, BDSM, kink. By Brecken F. Tease on September 8, 2022. A California high school teacher maintains a queer library available to students that has over 100 books containing explicit sexual imagery and information on sex parties, orgies, kink, and BDSM. San Juan Hills High School teacher Danielle Serio, who goes by the name Flint, boasts of her library on TikTok and says she has been maintaining it for 5 years. Titles such as Juliet Takes a Breath by Gabby Rivera and Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Being Trans, But Were Afraid to Ask, by Brynn Tannehill respectively include extremely graphic descriptions of sex between women and BDSM, sexual fetishes, and FetLife, a social networking site for kink. I find the BDSM/kink community to be extremely open-minded and welcoming in every way. It's a place of sexual liberation, Tannehill writes. There is often more blanket level of acceptance of transgender people within the kink/BDSM, bondage and discipline, dominance and submission, sadism and masochism, scenes and sites such as FetLife. These are people who have already opened themselves up to a greater range of romantic and erotic possibilities, and transgender often just adds to the smorgasbord, it continues. This book is Gay by Juno Dawson is another title in Serio's collection which promotes extreme promiscuity and casual hookup culture, while speaking directly about sodomy and massaging the prostate. We all want to have sex with loads of people, Dawson writes. Teehee, prostate gland, feels amazing when massaged. Lots of men, gay or straight, like how this feels. Let's talk about dildos. I think a lot of people assume that where there is no penis, a desperate sexual void is created, out of which something expletive shaped must ultimately slot in order to satisfy, the book also states. I've only ever slept with two women who enjoyed using dildos. I hate wearing a strap-on. I've only ever done it once and never again. The A to Z of Gender and Sexuality by Morgan Lev Edward Holub describes tucking, which is the act of tucking one's penis between the legs and strapping it down in order to appear more feminine. This is a stepping stone doctors tell young boys to do as part of their transitions. The book also addresses fetishes and kink, as well as whorephobia, which apparently is the stigma against prostitutes. Many prominent left-wing politicians like Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, take the whorephobia point seriously, often exclaiming that sex work is work and it somehow has dignity. I've been wondering lately why it's so hard for so many people in the general public to trust educators about education, the thing that we studied and do every day, Serio said in a TikTok video questioning parents' concerns with teachers and the education system. It's been so long since they were in school, I'm wondering if they have extreme or outdated views about what's happening in the classroom. Veteran California public school teacher Rebecca Friedrichs released a statement regarding Serio, saying, Danielle Flint Serio is a useful idiot. She's being used by the education mafia, aka the teacher union, to push a hypersexualized, extreme agenda onto vulnerable, trusting children against the will of parents and good teachers, Friedrichs asserted. Ms. Serio and her education mafia puppet masters must be booted out of our schools immediately. Her students may know everything about kinky sexual experiences that will destroy their souls and undermine their parents' protections, but can they read and write? She continued. As a professional teacher and a parent and taxpayer in Capistrano, I call for the immediate firing of Ms. Serio. As Breitbart News has reported, encouraging the gender transition of children is a goal of many on the left and those in positions of power at schools and hospitals. Brecken F. Tease is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Tease.